Hey there, and welcome to
Gilmore Girls Revisited.
Hey everyone, this is Carissa.
This is Michelle, and today we're talking about season one, episode 7, called Kiss and Tell, that first aired on November 16, 2000.
So the summary of this episode is Dean kisses Rory for the first time, and the girl is hesitant about telling her mother, only to have Lane's mom spill the beans and Lorelai stops by the furniture shop to pick up a rocking chair. Elsewhere, the townsfolk pester Luke when he refuses to decorate the coffee shop for Thanksgiving.
Such a classic Gilmore Girls summary. But the two main plot lines that we're going to be discussing in this episode is Rory's and Dean's growing relationship. And also Lorelai and Rory's like mother-daughter relationship. So this was another really great episode. What were your early thoughts about it, Carissa?
I thought it was like perfect because it was if like Thanksgiving in Stars Hollow, which is just like the perfect little just the charm for like an East Coast town is like to have like celebrate the way they celebrate Thanksgiving. And then it's just, it started off really funny with like a conversation about like dirty underwear.
Yeah.
And like Lorelai not having any clean underwear and like telling Rory she's not wearing any, like, es escandalosa. Like she's just like,
I know. It's so funny because they were talking about it amongst themselves, and then they're trying to get Luke's attention at the diner. She's like, my mother isn't wearing any underwear.
I know. That was so funny.
I feel like Lorelai freaked out a little bit because it was to Luke. And something's like, there's certain jokes. I think if it was just Miss Patty, or if it was even just like Kirk or somebody else, she would have not been so worried. Personally, I think it was because it was Luke. She felt a little bit embarrassed.
I totally but
that's just,
agree.
That's just my thoughts because I ship them and I think they're perfect for each other.
Yeah, it was really funny. I just thought that was so kind of just like raw, like a very funny thing to say, just to kick it off right away, knowing like that Lorelai is walking around without any trendies.
So she was at Luke's when that conversation happened, and the reason why Lorelai and Rory were getting ignored by Luke was because, what's his name? Oh yeah, Taylor was bothering Luke and trying to convince him to decorate for the festival that they're having, for like the autumn festival that they're having, like Thanksgiving, like the whole town, like Carissa said, is so beautifully decorated. And we see Miss Patty rehearsing with her little dancers. It's such a like scenic scene. And Luke being Mr. Grouch, he's like, no, I refuse. And I think it's more so like, I feel like, yeah, he probably doesn't like all that stuff because it's not his style, but also having somebody pressure him to do,
to decorate
his business. He probably is like, no, I'm not going to listen to you just because you think you can control me. And that's literally Taylor Dosey. Like it's like he owns the town or something.
Yeah, he's like the unofficial mayor. Like he's not really the mayor, but he
town
acts like it.
Town selectmen, I think it's.
Yeah, he's in the local politics for sure. But it's just, it's funny because he's like, you're the only store in like the middle of like the I don't know, like the plaza. I don't know what they call
the
it.
The center of
the
town.
The center. Yeah. And he's like, please decorate a town square. Thank you. And Luke is just like, no, I'm not decorating. Like, he's just like the one person who does not get excited about things like that. So that was pretty funny.
Yeah. I like when they start off the episodes like that.
Yeah. Like just right away, just like kind of grab your attention. It's a really good opener. And it kind of like cuts, that's like the beginning of the day, and like kind of cuts to like the end of the day, like Rory getting off the bus from school, coming home, and she like looks behind her very dramatically and sees Josie's corner store. And she's like, you know what? I'm going to go walk over there and see what Dean is up to. She didn't say that verbatim, but that's what she's thinking.
That's what she was thinking.
And it was funny. Well, it was funny because she goes and obviously runs into, you know, Dreamboat Dean. And she's like kind of staring at him from like different aisles and or trying to like find him. And she's like creeping. And then he like comes up by her and he's like, hey, and she like freaks out and she like grabs cornstarch. And I thought that the way that like their conversation begins is like really cute because he was like, he offers her a pop and then they have this like whole like little like rift of like pop versus soda because he's from Chicago. And you know, one of the reasons why I love Dean is that like Chicago's always referenced with him. So we got a lot of like Chicago references this episode.
Yes.
But Michelle, why don't you explain how the scene went? Because I think you would like just really, really do it justice.
Yeah, well, it's a meaningful conversation for us Chicago girls. But essentially, they have such really good banter with each other. They're so like witty. And he takes her to the back. Her to the back to get the soda. Rory, always Miss Smarty Pants, telling her, like, well, here we call it free soda. So she was just excited. And then Dean is he's so smooth. I don't know where he gets these skills from, but he has two sodas and he's like, okay, I have two in back of here. If you get the I don't know if he had two or one, but he plays like a little game with her. So it's like, if you guess where the hand is or where the soda is, you get the soda or something. And when she was trying to think where the soda was, he just like reaches down and kisses her by surprise. And homegirl is still holding on to the cornstarch. She says, thank you. And runs off, like literally runs. Almost gets ran over as she was like crossing the street through the town square and goes to Lane's house of all places. Like Lane is her best friend, but Mrs. Kim lives there. So she's telling Lane like, yes, like we kiss this and this and that.
And I shoplifted.
Oh my God. She was so excited. Rory, of course, she'd be concerned about shoplifting. And Lane feels so proud. She's like, ooh, you got the new kid. Lane is just so cool during the whole conversation. And it's so funny because then Rory is like, oh my God, he kissed me. And then Mrs. Kim comes in and says, who kissed you? And Lane is like, the Lord, mama. And then she leaves. So I'm like, Lane is always thinking on her feet. She's so cool.
She's so quick. But yeah, I think her mom plays it off, obviously, as we'll see. But like any teenager, she's like, oh my God, tell me everything. Like, tell me all the details. And Rory like tells her like, the very simple details of this very huge event in her life, which I just think is kind of cute. Yeah, her first kiss. And, you know, she leaves or she's like, she like tells Lane, like, you know, I have to go tell my mom. And then she like turns around and is like, oh, wait, Lane, like, I can't tell her. Like, she's got all these doubts. And like, she's like, I can't tell her because like my mom doesn't know about Dean. And, you know, that kind of like dampers Rory's like excitement a little bit because she gets home and her mom's like, Lorelai's doing Lorelai things. She's like in the fridge, like the fridge is broken. She's trying to talk to someone who can fix it and like just really distracted. And Rory's like, doesn't feel like it's like a rough time. Yeah. She's like, it's not a good time to like tell her anything. So the day passes with like out Lorelai finding out. And then the next day,
why do you think Rory was hesitant to tell her to begin with? Like, I know you said like she's like, yeah, she doesn't know about Dean, but why do you think that she hadn't told her by then?
I think she was just like scared about like the conversations like her mom would bring up. Like, it's just, I think it's like with anyone, like it's nerve-wracking. We have to remember she's like a girl. Like, it's not easy to tell your parents, like, I like someone, like, we like each other, like, this is like what we're, you know. And it's because it's so innocent for Rory right now, like, I think this was like the big first event. And unlike Lorelai, like, Lorelai had to tell Rory that she was like planning on dating her teacher, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's different. Like, Rory's still a kid and it's like not easy. It's understandable why she doesn't tell her mom right away, especially because it's so innocent. So that's my take on it.
Yeah. And I think that's like the most normal thing I've ever heard her feel when it came to like mother-daughter reactions, like that she doesn't feel comfortable because it's in relation to a boy.
Right.
So I could definitely see her hesitation, despite seeing how close they are. And even in the beginning when they're talking about laundry and having such a casual conversation that if you didn't know, you could easily assume it's just a friendship. Even then you could tell that there's definitely like specific roles. That's the daughter, that's the mother. So that's the first time I feel like, okay, finally something normal where Rory feels a little bit weird to bring up her new relationship with her mom.
Yeah. And you know, so Lorelai's sort of like not in the know, but she kind of knows that Rory likes him because she saw Dean like give Rory a gift for her birthday
in the last episode.
You haven't seen it. Right. And so like in the last episode of our like podcast, we say like the episode ends with like Lorelai kind of like shocked surprise. So, you know, she's not totally in the dark, but she doesn't know that things are developing. And when she goes to pick up this chair that she bought at Mrs. Kim's place, Mrs. Kim is like mad that Rory told Lane, because she doesn't want like Lane, like she doesn't want Rory filling Lane with like dirty thoughts. So she tells Lorelai like your daughter needs to stop kissing boys or something like that. And Lorelai's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. She's like, can you keep your daughter from like running around kissing boys? Lane is a young, impressionable girl.
Right. And then Lane she's like, she tells, like, when she says, like, and Lorelai's like, kiss. And she goes, kiss, kiss, kiss. Like,
she kissed the boy at the grocery store where we buy our food.
Yeah, it was so funny.
Poor Lorelai. She was so caught off guard. I feel bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's because, like, you know that they have, like, such a close relationship. And to find out by Mrs. Kim, like, the last person you want to hear from, that your daughter had her first kiss. And you're like, what the heck? Why don't I know this? Like, why does Mrs. Kim know? And so it's, like, it's sitting on her mind. And it's funny, too. And then they, like, it's funny because they cut to, like, Lane and Rory. Just, like, I don't know, as pilgrims.
Yeah, they're dressed as pilgrims.
Dressed as pilgrims for this autumn festival. And, you know, they're having, like, a moment of Lane is, like, revealing all of these secrets about Dane. Like, the background of...
Yeah, they're having girl talk.
Of Dane's past. And I thought the most interesting bit was, like, when Lane brought up, like, Dean's ex, like her girlfriend's name, his ex-girlfriend's name.
Yes.
She's like, Beth.
I hate the name.
Beth.
I love it. Oh, that's like, those are the like small moments. Sometimes I look at Rory and I'm like, are you even real? Who is this perfect angelic student? And then she has those moments and I'm like, okay, this is a real teenager.
I like so related to that. as someone who like, pretty much has had her first relationship. Like, I'm like 10 years older than Rory is at this point. But knowing like the ex's name is always like, blech. Like, you really just go like, blech. And for Rory to be like, blech, I hate the name Beth.
Yeah.
I was like, girl, I feel you. Like, I felt that. Like, there she goes relating to us.
Yeah. Lane is such a great friend. She comes prepared with all of the information, the 411 on Dean, even like that he likes walnuts or he hates walnuts. I don't know,
walnuts or allergic to walnuts.
Very important for a future girlfriend to know. And she does mention that she is getting all this information from Dean's best friend, Todd, who she's also interested in. So maybe there'll be a double date sometime in their future. I don't know. Lane seems like, and it's so funny because she is excited. She's like, I am living vicariously through you. I love this. And for me too, like when I have friends that tell me about their experiences, I feel like I'm reliving, not reliving a new experience. Yeah, kind of like reliving a new experience through that person because it's just so exciting. Mm-hmm. But Rory does mention that Lane does have a couple of suitors, like somebody from their church. And Rory was telling Lane, like, well, you also got kissed. And she's like, I just love her mood. She's like, I got kissed in the forehead by so-and-so. You got kissed by the new guy. Oh, and it's just so cool. I love her.
I know. She keeps it real.
Yeah. But, oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, like, I totally agree with you. Like, you live, like, through your friend. Like, when a friend of yours goes on, like, the very first date or, like, has, like, the first kids, like, you're like, oh, my God, tell me how it was. Like, tell me all about it. So it's cute to see, like, that moment between them.
Yeah. And then while that's happening, Lorelai is having a crisis at Luke's.
She's
freaking out.
Sitting, drinking coffee, staring at Rory across the street, like, wondering, pondering why her daughter hasn't revealed this information to her. And Rory comes in and Lorelai's not casual about it. And she's just like, we haven't talked lately. Like, let's talk. And then Rory's like, they start bringing up like stupid things and they start talking about like, I don't know, soap operas. And then obviously nothing gets solved during this conversation, but it sets Lorelai off on a 007 mission of sleuthing and spying on Dean.
Yeah. And I was kind of so sad, like Lorelai is so straightforward. So why wouldn't she just ask Rory about it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like at that point, I feel like they probably have had other difficult conversations. So why couldn't she just say like, hey, like Mrs. Kim told me, or this happened or something. I don't know anything, especially because they live in such a small town.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know that it might get around regardless.
Yeah, I think there was like a matter of like, the situation, right? So like, I think she was still in shock and then maybe it was like trying to let it pass. And I don't know. I think the way that it ended up happening, she did become straightforward with her eventually.
Sorry. You were talking about the 007 mission.
Right. So she gives up on like trying to like get information from Rory and goes to Dosey's. Goes into the trenches at Dosey's and like starts spying on Dean. And Dean, they kind of switch the camera back and forth between Lorelai and Dean. And Dean is like all
wait,
slow.
Wait, but who catches Lorelai snooping?
So, well, yeah. So Luke catches Lorelai, unfortunately. And she's like, what are you doing here? And he's like, I ran out of creamer. And he's like, what are you doing? She's like, Rory got kissed by that guy or something like that. She's like
he looks so smug, like.
Like
bagging the groceries and looks like, what are you talking about? Like, how can someone look smug doing that?
Yeah.
Because Luke is like interested and it's like, I don't know. He's like paying attention, but he's also acknowledging that this is weird behavior from her. And he probably has been noticing she's been acting weird.
Yeah. It's funny because the way she tells Luke is like, Rory had her first kiss and he's the one who did it to her, as if like he like ruined her.
Yeah, I know. That was kind of like it's hard because all these episodes kept building up for them like having such a chill mother-daughter like relationship that's more based on friendship.
Yeah.
And now we see like totally different sides. Like Rory's acting like a daughter who's hiding secrets or doesn't want, who feels awkward talking about boys. And Lorelai is acting like a mother who is hearing or is aware that her daughter's dating and wants to get the details or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But like Luke is trying to make Lorelai be a little bit more reasonable. And she's like, yeah, she's growing up. There's nothing you could do about it. But I think the real reason now that Lorelai's freaking out is because during that conversation with Luke, she kept referencing Christopher.
Well, Rory's she said father. That Dean looks like Christopher. She's you like,
better not have a motorcycle. Oh, wait, is that there or is that in a different scene?
No, she tells Dean she's not getting on your motorcycle.
Oh, yeah, that was a later scene. But yeah, she just keeps thinking about Christopher. And I think she's just thinking about.
Well, the way she said, like, I know, I get why Rory likes him. He looks like Christopher. And I was like, that's weird. like, Rory isn't seeking a father figure in Dean.
No. I think it was more like Rory's 16. Lorelai was 16 when she got pregnant. She's probably scared that she's going to like fall in love with this guy and mess up her whole life. Because one of the reasons why Rory was scared, and she brought it up to Lane to like bring it up, because Lane's like, this is so weird that you're worried, you guys are so cool with each other. Mm-hmm. Because in one of the earlier episodes when Rory didn't want to go to Chilton anymore, mm-hmm. one of the reasons kind of was because of Dean, or at least that's how Lorelai interpreted, and they had this whole conversation about a boy. And I think that's kind of when it started to get awkward. But even here in this situation, I think that's in Lorelai's mind. She's like, I don't want you to screw up your life for a boy. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Rory, yeah, she's so smart. And they always talk about how smart she is and level-headed she is. But she's also so young and also, like Lane, very impressionable. So I understand where Lorelai's coming from. But I think a lot of it, she's just reflecting. Like, that's not, like, whatever your past was, that's completely different to what Rory's could be. You know?
Oh,
I think
yeah.
That's why she started freaking out.
I could totally see that. But like off the onset, I was just like, that's a weird thing to say, right off the bat. But I get what you're saying exactly, like why that was probably the reason why she said that, because then she goes to say, like, you know, she tells Luke, like, I want Rory to know that they can talk about guy things, because not talking about guy things and personal things was like her and her mom's like thing to do. And Lorelai doesn't want there to be like any reason for Rory to feel worried to talk about these kinds of things, because it's that time in her life where Lorelai's probably reflecting, I didn't have this opportunity and during these times to talk to my mom about like boys and how I was feeling and things like that. So, you know, she wants Rory to know she wants to be supportive of those decisions that she makes. So, you know, it doesn't take much for her to bring it up when Rory gets home that night. She pretty much just is like, so you had your first kiss or something. So you kissed a boy or something.
No, I think she felt empowered by that conversation with Luke, but she's like, kissed any boys lately?
Oh yeah.
The chase. So I think she was just holding it in, and she's like, you know what? I'm just going for it.
Just do it. And Rory's like, crap, like totally caught off guard. And I feel like she's almost waiting for a lecture from her. Mm-hmm. And Lorelai's like, I think it's great. Like, she's like, what? Like, why are you being like so cool? Like, okay with this.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm fine. And Rory's like, no, you're not. Like, she's not buying it. Almost because I feel like Rory feels the natural response would have been like, absolutely not. You're not dating. Like, almost like, don't do what I did. Like, you don't have to date when you're 16. Like, you'll be fine. And she is like totally like okay with it, because again, she wants to cultivate a relationship about boys with Rory so she can feel like she can talk about it openly and safely.
Yeah. But I don't even know if like, I feel like Lorelai doesn't mind if she dates, but I just think she felt so caught off guard when Rory didn't bring it up the first time she met Dean, like, oh, I met a boy. Or even all the other times. So I think it's kind of, that's something that was kind of growing, and they have like a uneasy foundation when it came to boys. And probably the thing that caught off Lorelai most, like it caught her off guard the most, was just that it wasn't as natural to them like everything else. Like that topic was iffy to start. But even that, like, even Rory straight up said, like, wait, you're not going to give me a lecture about kissing boys. But I wouldn't feel that that Lorelai would give such a lecture to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of like confused by that scene. All I wrote down in my notes is this is all so much like TMI for me. I can't remember what was happening. I also thought it was weird. Like, maybe it's different for them, but personally for me, I wouldn't tell my mom that much information, maybe about certain things, but I just think because they're so close and this is completely different than most teenagers and their daughters, but just the fact that Rory had to talk about her first kiss or felt like she needed to tell her mom or felt bad for not telling her mom. And then the mom was like, oh yeah, sure. Like, was the kiss bad or did you do it wrong? Or I don't know, something like, I don't know why, but that whole scene was just like, this is just so much. Like, why can't you guys just either be super straightforward from the get-go or keep it to yourself kind of thing?
Yeah, I think it goes back to like their like seesaw relationship of like kind of always trying to balance like being mother-daughter versus being like best friends. And this was one of those moments where I don't think they knew which one to choose right away. And because, you know, when you see Lorelai at the store, like just really like scouring at Dean, you think, oh my God, like her maternal instincts are really just like, are just being projected so much right now. And then, you know,
she was acting like how I would picture Mrs. Kim to act.
Right. Like she was like, looking at him so like disgustingly. But I think we see like once the band-aid's pulled off, once the cat's out of the bag, we see the relationship flip in a way, and they like go back to Dosey's because they're having like a movie night that night and they want to buy a bunch of junk food. Yeah. Makes me want to have a movie night.
I think this is the first movie night that they're showing.
Yes.
It's like a recurring theme.
Yeah, this is their thing, and they're going to watch Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, so they need, like, a bunch of junk food. And Rory, I just mixed Lorelai and Rory together. Rory is, like, super hesitant to, like, enter the store with her mom now that,
she's
like...
She's scared.
She's not hesitant. She's scared. She looked like a ghost. She was so pale. You know, she does not want her mom to like see her interacting with Dean
or for them to meet. Cause I think it was like Lorelai was ready to go meet him and it's like meeting the parents.
Yeah.
But at the grocery store. So I'm like, is it better because it's a more casual environment or is it weirder because it's at work and it's not as formal? Mm-hmm. But I get it. It is weird to me, like for your significant other or crush or something to meet your parents.
Especially that young. Like, it's so young. But it was funny. Like, Rory's like, no referring to Chicago as Chi-Town, which I died. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. I thought I was like, oh.
And generally, like, their introduction and everything, like, went fine. You know, like they meet, they say hello, very cordial. I thought it was cute that Rory was like, Dean, like, this is my mom, Lorelai, blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, they walk out of Dosey's and Lorelai says like the funniest thing. Like, she's like, see, you went well. So like, cheer up, supermarket slut.
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, shit. That's what I love. Cause it's so, that's like the friend fun aspect that they have together. And even before, like when they were stocking up on all the treats, he noticed him or he's like, oh, that's him. And she's like, oh, he's tall. Like, must have been like a backbender, that kiss or something.
Oh yeah. And then she's like, I want to get a look from behind. And then Rory goes, that's good too. Like, taking his butt out. And I was like, oh my God.
I love it. They were having like such a fun girl talk.
That was so funny. But I freaking lost it when she's like supermarket slut. And I was like, Rory's like the least of that, but it was just so good. And And do you want to explain how the mortifying experience after?
Oh my gosh. Yes. So, Lorelai and Rory split. Rory goes to find the movie while Lorelai was supposed to get pizza or something. I forgot. She was supposed to get something else. But then Dean comes out because they had forgotten some candy. Always the cool Lorelai. She's like, hey, like, yeah, thanks for this. We're going to actually watch a movie tonight. Like, if you want to come over. And Dean is like, kind of like, does Rory know? Like, she's not here. And she's like, oh yeah, no, that she's, it's totally casual. She'll be fine, blah, blah, blah. So essentially, little does Lorelai know that they had not gone on a date yet. This is their first date and technically their first real alone time for an extended period of time, other than the gift scene that we saw in the last episode. So when they get back home, or when Lorelai shares the news with Rory, obviously Rory is mortified. She's like, my first date, it's going to be with my mom, my mother.
Oh yeah, mother.
Like, are you crazy?
And Lorelai's
my
like,
mother, what's wrong with you?
Thing. She's like, Lorelai's so confused, like, bless her heart. And she's just like, I thought I was doing the right thing. And she's like, mother, like,
in what universe would I be happy? She, oh yeah, I love her. I love that. Like, she acted like such a teenager. And Lorelai is like, what do you mean? It's just casual. We're just hanging out. No big deal. And Rory was not having it.
And then she was like, well, we can uninvite him. And Rory's like, no, we're not uninviting him now. That just would look weird. And so, like, Rory goes home and, like, panics about what to wear. And Lorelai, like, picks out a shirt. Or she tells her mom, like, I'm having a fashion brain freeze.
Mm-hmm.
And Lorelai grabs a shirt. And she goes, see, this, like, shows that you're, like, cute, but also not trying too hard. And mm-hmm. Rory's like,
a sweater.
Yeah, she's like, see, how did you do that? I stared at that sweater for 20 minutes, and it didn't say that to me. And I just, you know, it just continues.
Like, you walk in. Like, you walk in 3 seconds and it's an outfit, and totally relatable. We've talked about how fashionable Lorelai is.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. Like, it just goes to show why Lorelai is like a queen of fashion during this series. And sometimes it makes you think too, like, sometimes when you take a step back and look at your own closet and you're like, okay, this would go with this. This would go with that. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, sometimes that's the good thing about having sisters, because then you could talk through things to figure out what works and what doesn't work. Because sometimes you just need the assistance.
Yeah.
But that wasn't like, yeah, she was freaking out because she didn't know what to wear. But she was also freaking out because this is technically her first date hangout situation, Netflix and chill, JK. No, but she like starts freaking out to Lorelai and saying like, I don't know what I'm doing, like...
She's like, I'm a spaz and I can't do boys and dating. She's like, I can do trig.
She's like, I've seen. Yeah. And she knows. Well, I mean, especially with Lorelai, it's like, she's not just comparing herself with her classmates, but she's comparing herself to Lorelai. And she tells her like, I know how you are with guys. I see you, like, the hair flip, the way that you always have a witty comeback, and the way they stare at you, like, you mesmerize them. And, she's just so taken aback by it, but Lorelai is just so chill. She's like, oh, that's because I stole their wallet. So that's why they're so amazed or shocked or something. She just tries to play it cool. But I don't know. I think Lorelai is great at flirting and at dating.
Oh yeah. She does the least by doing them, like, and does the most at the same time. She knows how to play her cards. And, like, you know, they're waiting for Dean to arrive. And it's
late.
He's late AF. And I'm like, that's not cool. And then I forgot why. I forgot why he was late. Because Babette and Maury were chopping away at his ear. They're like, do you like jazz? And Lorelai's like, oh God, I'm going to go save him. So she goes to save Dean, and then he comes back in. But, you know, Suki, like, they're all in the kitchen, and Suki, oh, they try to give him a tour of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And while they're in
because
the kitchen.
Because it's awkward in the beginning.
Oh God, it's so awkward. Like, do you sit down right away to watch the movie? Like, what do you do? Show him where the bathroom is? Like, it's, I'm uncomfortable for Dean.
Mm-hmm. But, or even Rory. Rory's like, oh my God, I'm like, mommy.
But Lorelai's as cool, as calm and collected as she always is. But I thought it was fun because Suki comes over to drop off desserts because she wants to take a peek. And it's just like, Lorelai's like, you have to go. Like, I already messed this up tonight. Like, you have to go. Like, she's gonna think I called you. And
the town's so nosy.
The town is so nosy.
Even and- like Babette was like, oh my God, is that her boyfriend? Or it's the talk of the town.
It spreads very quickly. And I mean, and there's references to why, like, everyone takes some great what's the word I'm looking for? They take great interest in Rory's relationship. Because like during, like, they're having a movie and they're watching the movie, and in the scene, things are good, things are casual, and like Lorelai gets up and go grab something from the kitchen, and as she's coming back, she sees like Dean and Rory having a really cute, you know, very innocent, natural, intimate moment. And like, in, because it's like in that moment of like slight, very innocent intimacy, they're just like staring at each other. Rory freaks out and runs to the kitchen, and she's like, Mom, what are you doing here? Like, what are you doing? He's perfect and he smells good. And yeah. She's like, don't leave me alone with him.
Yeah, because it was getting more serious. Like, they were looking at each other, and it was feeling more like a date. And
yeah,
Rory got scared.
Yeah, and so, you know, they devise a plan. Like, Rory's like, I'll go, or Lorelai tells Rory, like, you go to the bathroom. She's like, okay, good. Tell him I'm washing my face. And Lorelai goes back, and, you know, she kind of just sits down next to Dean, watches, like, 2 seconds of the movie, and just, like, gives him, like, the talk. Pretty much. And the way that I thought, like the why I mentioned, like, everybody in the town taking interest is because Lorelai's like, you know, she's like, don't mess with like my daughter. Like, the town is watching you. She's beloved around here. And, you know, I thought that was like, I thought it was very abrasive, but also like to the point, that Lorelai has to be mom and dad and has to like show, like, you have to respect my daughter. You have to treat her well. And Dean is slightly, I don't know how you felt about it, but I thought his response was like slightly smug.
I thought it was where he's like, oh, here's the talk.
Yeah.
I was, and I'm like, homie, just
shut up.
He invited you over and she's a cool mom. Doesn't mean you get to talk to her like that. I was very taken aback. I'm like, whoa.
I know. I did not like that. But then he slightly redeemed himself by being like, I need you not to hate me. Like, I'm not going anywhere, which I was like, okay, that's cute. But also, like, respect Lorelai Gilmore. She's like queen bee here. So I don't know. I had like mixed feelings about that. I was like kind of annoyed by Dean a little bit, but
yeah. And then she just described, she's like, I forgot, she was, because he was kind of, he started being a little bit smug, so she was kind of like snappy back, and she's like, the fact that she likes you means a lot. Like, sweetheart, the whole town is watching you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that girl's beloved. You heard her. There's not a safe space for miles for you to hide. So,
yep.
She's like, this is a very weird place, but they all love her, so you better behave.
Yep, yep, there you go. Like, perfectly said. That's, I thought, you know, to the point, but
he didn't get scared. He was very, that was like kudos for Dean. He did not get scared. He was very receptive. And like you mentioned, like, she did acknowledge, like, I need you not to hate me because I know you're Rory's best friend and she listens to you.
Yeah.
And even then, Lorelai was a little smug back, and she's like, well, she has her own opinions. Like, she has her own brain. But yeah, he had a good comeback. So I think Dean was able to redeem himself.
Yeah, I agree. And the, you know, the night kind of ends, you know.
Oh, well. Wait, but before that, like, the reason why, like, Rory freaks out because she's alone with Dean. And the reason why Lorelai felt compelled to go back outside is because Rory spills the tea and she's like, like the first time I kissed, I thanked him. And she was just so insecure. And she never told Lorelai that. So I felt like she needed to be reassured by Lorelai before that. She's like, you're fine. You got this. Like, and after that, she felt so much more comfortable with the situation. Mm-hmm. So when their movie night ended.
Well, nothing too significant happened after it ended. Like he went home and he was like,
but what happened before he went home?
I forgot. What?
Okay. So Dean is really, he's so smooth, and probably because he had a girlfriend named Beth before, so he has experience, but he was so smooth. Like this was like a movie night that it was just Lorelai and Rory. It wasn't like the whole town or there was no reference and Suki used to go or nothing, but he said like, when can I start making, like, when can a new person start making recommendations on movies to watch? Yeah. So it's like, he was kind of like inviting himself in. I just thought that was very cool of him to, and they were kind of like talking about it. So it was kind of serious. And then when it ended, when the movie night ended and he's outside, they're outside on the porch.
Oh, and duh. How did I forget this?
I forgot what they were talking about. But then, I don't know what they were talking about. I think she just said like, I'm sorry if this was weird, because this was their like another moment of intimacy where she kind of acknowledges like, yeah, like I know this wasn't how we envisioned this to go, because they're also teenagers. And I feel like teenagers don't really talk, and they're not as straightforward, but she acknowledges that. Yeah. Like, yeah, I'm sorry if this was weird. And he was so cool by it. And then I'm not sure how it happens, but at the end, he just kisses her. And it was so sweet. And
gives her the reassurance that, like, the night wasn't weird. He was fine.
And what else did he say when he kissed her?
I forgot.
He says, thank you. She was freaking out to her mom about how awkward she felt. And I don't think I've ever kissed somebody and said thank you. But
I definitely have not.
So she knew, she's like, she felt so awkward about it. And she even told Lorelai she felt a little bit better. But Dean acknowledged like she was probably freaking out a little bit. And seeing the way that Lorelai responded, he's probably aware, like, I'm probably her first boyfriend. This is probably the first time there's a boy over. Mm-hmm. She acted so weird when he was inside his bedroom. Like, she didn't even want to go in. By him at the end, after kissing, like, having their second kiss, and he says, thank you. It's like, don't worry. Like, I acknowledge that you were freaking out a little bit. We're perfectly fine. Like, this thing. I don't know. Like, I feel like Dean is so mature in that scene. Like, wow, how do you have that kind of like thoughts, and how do you understand her feelings without her knowing? I feel like if it was a real teenager, they'd probably be freaked out that they were invited by the mom. They were probably going to be annoyed that the mom was saying like, don't hurt my daughter, giving that kind of talk. Mm-hmm. You probably would have been freaked out that they kissed the girl and then she ran off. So I just love how cool, calm, and collected Dean was.
Yeah, I really don't know how that, like, whole scene, like, just, I completely forgot about it. Yeah, I don't know what was going on. But yeah, like you said, him saying, like, thank you to her was really him acknowledging, like, I almost adore your innocence of it all. Like, he's just like, it was cute.
Like, I get you.
I get you. Right. And so that was adorable. And it's funny because, so that ties in the beginning, right? So like Rory had said thank you to him in the beginning. He said thank you to her in the end. And then another way we see it being tied together too is like Rory tells, like, Lorelai's still like kind of sad that she doesn't still know the story of her first kiss. And so Rory's like, I know it's totally beside the point, and like this happened a while ago, but like, do you still want to know? And she's like, oh my God, tell me everything. Like, if you leave anything out, like, you'll die or something like that. And so she like jumps in the bed, like just like a friend. And like, she's like, okay, so you're in the aisle with the ant spray. She's like, oh, that's a good aisle.
That's what Lane said.
Yeah, that's the exact same thing Lane said. And like, that's how it ends. And I just thought like that was a nice way to tie like both things from like the beginning that like really sort of like uplifted this episode too. Like those things were cute.
Like kind of like everything's back to normal.
Yeah.
And it felt so fun. Like that's the thing too. I noticed like she jumped onto her bed, girl talk. It was, oh, it was so cute. It's just like, they're having their normal Rory and Lorelai fun conversations.
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot happened for Rory in this episode. And I think a lot to be said about like their future relationship of like Dean and Rory and like where that's going to go in the next few episodes. So kiss and tell was definitely something for the books, especially for their relationship. So it was a fun episode for us to kind of watch. And we hope you enjoyed it and that you enjoyed this week's episode of our podcast.
What was your favorite scene?
Oh, gosh. I would have to say, like, the sequence of, like, them at the grocery store again for the second time. And, like, the where Lorelai and her are, like, she tells Lorelai, like, oh, yeah, his butt's cute. I just thought, like, they're back to normal. Like, it was just so funny. I enjoyed that scene. I don't know why.
No, I get it. It's a good scene. It was just so fun seeing that.
Honestly, what was yours?
There were so many good scenes, but I think mine was when Lorelai was having her moments in the kitchen and she was annoyed about the fridge and she was in a bad mood and she had a cute shirt on. She had like this nice tighter shirt on that's so trendy now.
Her bandana. I liked her bandana.
Oh, yeah. I used to wear that when I was like 12. But when she's like, I'm completely useless, I'm crabby and useless, I hate my life, and I'm like, oh, what a mood. I felt so, I'm like, there's moments where I feel like this too, where something's not working out. She was on the phone for hours trying to get this freaking refrigerator fixed and nothing happened. Mm-hmm. So like everything's a mess, and I'm like, Lorelai, as perfect as you may be in certain occasions, you were so relatable and down to earth in that scene.
Yeah, especially now that we like, you know, have things to take care of as adults. You're like, oh my God, nothing sucks more than having to wait like a 5-hour, you know, window span for someone to come fix something.
Especially for like internet. Oh, that gave me like internet flashbacks. I'm like, do I need Wi-Fi now? We're in a global pandemic. I need my internet.
It's essential.
Yeah. And then do you have like a favorite outfit?
I thought Rory like looked super cute for like the first date. I really did like that shirt and I thought her hair looked cute. And even like right before, not necessarily an outfit, but like Rory had her hair in a ponytail and a headband, which I thought was cute. Oh, like, we haven't really seen Rory with her hair up like that with like hair accessories. So I thought that was a cute little snippet.
It's not the robe for you, Rory and her robe before her date.
A robe is comfy in these days. I spend most days in a robe, let's be real, unless there's like a Zoom meeting, but I'll have to go with the date shirt. How about you?
My favorite one, I loved, in the beginning, Lorelai is wearing a black, is it black? I can't remember. She's wearing a leather blazer and it's so cute. And I ordered one similar to Zara, like at Zara, that's a little bit longer, but it's exactly, I'm like, dude, Lorelai is so fashionable. I can't get over it. Like, I don't know if it's because it's a 10 years and it's a cycle and it's rotating, but it's like, I literally bought that same leather blazer. It's just a little bit longer than the one that she has, but it's essentially the same style.
You did? I need this Zara blazer.
Oh, it looks so cool. And that reminds me of my childhood too. I used to wear like leather jackets, but they weren't the rocker ones that were in style recently. It was more like, they have more of that blazer look and it's so cute. I'm like, wow. I love it.
I definitely wore a lot of pleather.
Yeah. That's what
colored,
it is.
Colored pleather. Like pink and blue. I don't know. I have these vivid memories of those two colors in pleather, but that was a good scene. The only thing I unfortunately took away from that scene was that Lorelai was not wearing underwear.
I love that scene. We didn't have any mention of their grandparents. Maybe that's why it felt kind of lighthearted. Yeah. But it also felt like the pressure was on Lorelai. Like, they still, even though the grandparents weren't there, like, Lorelai still thought about Emily constantly. Like, she doesn't want to be referred to as Emily or have that kind of relationship. So even when they're not there, they have a huge impact on the life of Rory and Lorelai.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a nice, like, refresh to, like, not start with, like, a Friday night dinner. So I think that's, like, exactly why, like, you know, what you said. It was, like, lighthearted and it was different. And this one focused more on Rory and Lorelai's relationship. Because of that, I thought it was really good. And I'm looking forward to seeing how this relationship continues to progress. Because I haven't seen, like I've said, I have not seen Gilmore Girls, like, again in so long. So this is, like, also still so new to me. I'm like, dude, I can't wait for the next episode.
I have all the episodes in my head. Anything, like, in my head, when you said that, I'm already thinking about everything that happens with everybody involved. So I'm like, I'm excited. I feel like I'm watching it for the first time by seeing your expressions.
Oh my God. Like, it's fun. So I try not to spoil it too much. So I really am kind of going into this with open eyes, and until something, like, clicks, I'm like, oh, I remember that. So we'll see. I mean, let us know what you guys thought about this week's episode. And follow us on Instagram at GG Revisited. I'm sorry.
Keeping this in. I love it. You were so prepared. You were ready. You're like, I have Instagram. I'm going to say our Instagram username. And
okay, let me redo. Visit us and let us know what you thought on Gilmore Girl Revisited.
Which and on Instagram. Twitter at GG Revisited.
Thanks for joining us again, you guys. Looking forward to getting into next week's episode.
Bye.
Toodles.